Welcome back to You Manifested That podcast. Here we will speak about mindset, manifestations, and money. I am Pauline Lejuste, and I believe that you can create a life on your terms and attract what you truly want, no matter your circumstances and story. If you are looking to level up, have a better life, better relationships, make more money, then this podcast is for you. I am here to change your perspective about yourself, life, spirituality, and money. It's time to improve and become our best version, so let's do it. How you can react if someone steals something from you? How do you face manifestation you don't want? I manifested an unwanted manifestation. So we went through an unpleasant experience with my partner. Someone stole his motorbike. So we parked the moto in front of the door and didn't put the locker and the chains. And so we live in Mexico also, so thieves are very frequent here. But again, what you believe you attract, what you believe will manifest in your reality. The biggest fear of my partner was that someone will steal his moto. And he was thinking about that since months. And also everyone around him was telling him stories about someone stole that or that or that. Because it's very frequent in Mexico, and the more you fear that, the more is going to happen to you. So the first step is to feel your loss and emotions, and especially the ugliest emotions. What is the first emotion you can feel? Like, catch a guy and kick his fucking ass. You want like justice, you want revenge, you want your motto back, you want, you know, like to... But we have no power here. I just found a way to let out the rage, the sadness, the anger. And also it wasn't even my moto, my item, it was the motorbike of my partner. But still I was so upset for him. I absolutely like embraced those emotions and I took the time to be upset. I mean, we took the time to be upset and let's say it, to be a victim, because we were a victim, like someone stole from us. You have to let the emotions out. Like, if you need to write an anger letter, if you need to break a plate or scream or whatever feels good for you, you have to do it. The second step is to control your mind. You are going to feel low, super low, like down, sad, empty, upset. The demon inside of you is going to come out and your mind will try to torture you repeatedly. Like, make you sink into resentment and anger for days and weeks. For some people, this can last for months or even years. Just one single experience, trauma or negative like incident became a repeated emotion and then a mood and then a behavior. Don't stay there too long, because energetically also you are blocking things. When you keep like resentment, anger, negative and low emotions and negative vibration and energy, this is blocking things in your life. Like, you are blocking manifestations into your life when you do that. I realized that it was just a test from the universe. Sometimes we don't always attract things. Sometimes shit happens, life happens. But for this situation, it was definitely a manifestation. Like, my partner manifested his biggest fear, and his biggest fear was that someone will steal his moto. So the third step that I have done is to forgive the person who stole it. So you forgive this person, but also you do it for yourself. Why? Because when you have anger, resentment, and cannot let go of the past, it gets stuck in your aura, and energetically you are blocking things into your life. Know that the person who stole your item, your whatever, is so desperate. It's much more desperate than you are. You have to forgive yourself. So in my case, in our case, my partner has to forgive himself to not put the chain with the locker. Forgive himself for being lazy, of doing it, and for having also too much trust, like in the universe, too much trust of I am too protected or whatever, no? He was playing with fire, basically. And also forgive himself to have like attracted his biggest fear. In life, you get what you believe. You receive what you expect to receive. If it's in your mind, it's in your reality. Ooh, that one. I repeat, if it's in your mind, it's in your reality. The fourth step was to use my imagination to get the moto back. Even if this thing that you lost, or if someone stole something from you, it seems so far and almost impossible, but it's not. You can change the image and you can change the fact, like the actual reality. Know that what you lose will be back through another form. Time and money and energy you invested will return for sure. Last time I read something, the most abundant people, they are not afraid to lose something. Well, I'm not saying that I'm inviting all the thieves to come to rob us, right? But just think about that. Like, when you are like truly abundant, you embody the abundant energy, you are okay if you lose things. You are okay if you lose people. You are okay if you lose objects. You are okay if you lose money, because you know it will come back. You know you will have something better. I hope it helps. I know how hard it can be when this happens to you. It's such a shitty situation. It's so unfair. And know that some people will try to steal your peace and tranquility, but don't let them. Heads up and keep going. All right, Soul Family, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe my free Abundance in 31 Days. The link is in the description. I dare you to try that because it's really working and gives you proof about the law of attraction. Don't forget to hit the like button. Subscribe if you haven't yet. Know that your likes and comments are helping me with the algorithm. And that means my work is going to be seen by more people. Thank you so much for that. I will see you in the next episode and be blessed always.